This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Volume 4, His Sayings. Saying number 7, The Phonograph. "Unc' Remus," asked a tall, awkward-looking Negro, who was one of a crowd surrounding the old man, "what's dish yer what they calls de phonygraph, dish yer instrument what can holler round like little chillen in de backyard?"
"I ain't seen 'em," said Uncle Remus, feeling in his pocket for a fresh chew of tobacco. "I ain't seen 'em, but I hear talk of 'em. Miss Sally was a readin' in de papers last Tuesday, and she say that it's a mighty big, what you may call 'em."
"A mighty big witch?" asked one of the crowd.
"A mighty big what's his name?" answered Uncle Remus cautiously. "I wasn't up there close to where Miss Sally was a readin', but I kind of gathered in that it was one of these here what's his names what you hollers into one year, and it comes out the other. It's mighty funny unto me how these folks can go and prognosticate their echoes into one of these here iron boxes, and there it'll stay until the man comes along and turns the handle and lets the fuss come piling out. By and by they'll get to making sure enough folks, and then there'll be a racket round here. They tells me that it goes off like one of these here torpedoes."
"You hear that, don't you?"
said one or two of the younger Negroes.
"Dat's what dey tells me," continued Uncle Remus. "Dat's what dey says. It's one of dese here kind of what's-his-names what sasses back when you hollers at it."
"What dey fix 'em fur, den?" asked one of the practical Negroes.
"Dat's what I want to know," said Uncle Remus contemplatively. "But dat's what Miss Sally was a-readin' in de paper. All you got to do is holler at the box, and there's your remarks. They goes in, and there they are tooken, and there they hangs on twell you shakes the box, and then they drops out just as fresh as these yer fishes what you get from Savannah, and you ain't got time for to look at their gills nitter."
End of the saying. Saying number 8, Race Improvement.
"There's a kind of limberness about niggers these days that's mighty cur'us," remarked Uncle Remus yesterday, as he deposited a pitcher of fresh water upon the exchange table. "I notices it in the alleyways and on the street corners. They are racking up, mon, these yer colored folks is."
"What are you trying to give us now?" inquired one of the young men in a bilious tone.
"The old man's mind is wandering," said the society editor, smoothing the wrinkles out of his lavender kids.
Uncle Remus laughed. "I expect I is a-gettin' more frailer than I was fore the farmin' days was over, but I sees with my eyes and I ears with my ear, same as any of these here young bucks what's a-go gallopin' round huntin' up devilment. And when I sees the limberness of these here colored people, and when I sees how they are dancing up, then I get sort of hopeful. They are kind of catching up with me."
"How is that?"
"Oh, they are moving," responded Uncle Remus. "They are sort of coming round. They are getting so they believe that they ain't no better than the white folks. When freedom come out, the niggers sort of get their humps up, and they stayed that way, twill by and by they begun for to get hungry, and then they began for to drop into line right smartually. And now," continued the old man emphatically, "they are just as palaverous as they was before the war. They are getting on solid ground, man."
"You think they're improving, then?"
"You are chawing government now, boss. You slap the law onto a nigger a time or two, and learn him that he's got fur to look after his own rations and keep out of other folks' chicken coops, and sort of coax him into the idea that he's got to feed his own chillens, and I be blessed if you ain't got him on rising ground. And, more'n dat, when he gets hold of de fact dat a nigger can have yaller fever same as white folks, you done got him on de Mona's bench. And den, if you come down strong on de point dat he oughter stand fast by de folks what help him when he was in trouble, de job's done. When you does that, if you ain't got your hands on a new-made nigger, then my name ain't Remus. And if that name's been changed, I ain't seen her advertised. End of saying. Saying number 9, in the role of a Tartar. A Charleston Negro who was in Atlanta on the 4th of July made a mistake. He saw Uncle Remus edging his way through the crowd and thought he knew him. "Howdy, Daddy Ben," the stranger exclaimed. "I think I never see you no more. Where you goin'? He hot for true, ain't he?" "Daddy, which?" asked Uncle Remus, straightening himself up with dignity. "Which?" "I know you in Charleston, and den in Sewanee. I spec I done grow away from 'membrance." "You know me in Charleston, and den in Savannah?" "He been long time, ain't he, Daddy Ben?" "Dat's what a pesterin' of me. How much you reckon you knowed me?" "He good while past, but I were pickin' any. He's long time ago. Where you goin', Daddy Ben?" "What does you season your recollection with fur to make it hold on so?" inquired the old man. "I don't know. He's stick hisself. I see you comin' long, and I say, 'Hey, there, Daddy Ben. I think I see you no more, but I shake you by the hand. Where you goin'? There no place where we can get wine?'" Uncle Remus stared at the strange darkie curiously for a moment, and then he seized him by the arm. "Come here, son, where there ain't no folks, and let me drop some Georgia ointment in dem years of yourn. You're mighty fur ways from home, and you want to be a looking out for yourself. First and foremost, you are thumping the wrong watermelon. You are whistling up the wrong tube. I ain't tromped round the country much. I ain't been to Charleston, and neither is I took in Savannah. But you couldn't rig up no game on me that I wouldn't tumble on to it the minute I laid my eyeballs on you. When it come to dat, I'm old man Tumbler, from Tumblersville. I is dat. It takes one of dese yere full-blooded white men for to trap my judgment. But when a nigger comes a-jabberin' round like he got a mouthful of rice straw, he ain't got no more chance longside of me dan a sick sparrow with a squinchow. You gotta travel with a circus fore you gets away with me. You better go long. Get your carpet sack and skip dis town. You are the freshest nigger what I seen yet." The Charleston Negro passed on just as a policeman came up. "Boss, you see dat smart Alec?" "Yes, what's the matter with him?" "He's one of dese yere 'scursion niggers from Charleston. I seed you a standin' over agin de corner yonder, and if dat nigger had drawed his monte cards on me, I was a gwine to holler for you. Would you a come, boss?"
"Why, certainly, Uncle Remus."
"Dat's what I 'lowed. Little more'n he'd been aboard de wrong wagon. Dat's what he'd been."
End of saying.